And joining me now is what has become a tradition, Steve McCaughey from the Seaplane Pilots Association. And Steve is the executive director of the association, and we've spent the last segment of this show for the last few years.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years
talking about seaplanes because it's so much fun, so laid back, and it's just a great way to kind of wrap things up. But you had a little little excitement this morning. you had a forum that just finished up and just kind of trotted over here
at a leisurely jog.
to get here to make it on time. So I appreciate that.
No, thank you, Steve.
But that highlights one of the things that the Seaplane Pilots Association does, and that is advocacy. So what were some of the topics that you were talking about in your forum?
So this last forum, we were talking about invasive species, which has been one of the most challenging issues for us to deal with. And you know, every month we're spending more and more time on addressing it. We want to be good stewards of the environment. Invasive species are threatening the nation's waterways, and they're both animal and plant life. And we want to make sure that seaplanes aren't a vector for transporting those. And if, you know, anyone owns a boat, they've probably seen invasive species inspection points and everything else. We're complying to the same regulations as the boaters, and we're working with the state, local, and federal officials to make sure that we're in compliance and we're meeting and exceeding what the boating community is doing.
And I suppose that would be a very significant challenge for a seaplane, because with a boater, if you go from one lake to another, you take your boat out and
you can inspect it.
You can look at it. So yeah. What kind of procedures do you have if you're going to multiple bodies of water?
Well, with the amphibious airplanes, where we have landing gear, we have a little bit of an advantage because we can stop at an airport and decontaminate the airplane and inspect it. The real challenge is the straight float planes. Like the Martin Mars, where you didn't have any gear and they're fighting fires and they're going from lake to lake. So we want to make sure as they scoop and they go into different waterways that they're not picking up invasives along the way. But what we're doing is we're equipping FBOs and training the FBO employees to be able to be inspectors. But most importantly, we're letting the association be a single source for its members, where we can train them and certify them to decontaminate, inspect their own airplanes.
What are some of the other issues that are facing the Seaplane Association at the moment?
Well, right now we're seeing a lot of growth, which is a wonderful thing. So you see all these exciting new airplanes out here. You know, you have the Icon, of course, the Air Cam, one of my favorites. We're seeing a lot of growth. We're seeing a lot of commercial growth. But we're also dealing with safety issues. This year has not been our best year of safety. We've had some incidents up in Alaska. We just had one in Canada. And again, one of the big goals of the association is to train our members and seaplane pilots to be safer operators.
When you're here at Oshkosh, you obviously have an opportunity to interact with all the other aviation organizations. Are you finding cooperation in having AOPA and EIA encourage flying as well?
Yeah, it's wonderful. So we have an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with EAA. I was in meetings with the FAA and EAA yesterday, and we had the great pleasure of having Mark Baker from AOPA on our board. So we've got a lot of cooperation, and again, we're a small community. There's 600,000 pilots in the United States, but just compare that to 350 million Americans. The seaplane community, there's only about 26,000 licenses in existence, so we're a nano community even in the pilot world. And so it's real important that we leverage partnerships with EAA and AOPA and other organizations.
Great. How long does it take to get a float rating?
Not long. Funny you should ask. The average rating can be done in 3 to 5 days, and I would say the three-day side is more on the realistic side. If you have good stick and rudder skills, there's plenty of schools out there. Just a matter, depends on how much training you want and to what level of proficiency and how complex of airplane you intend to operate and where you're going to operate it.
So I think most people who think of a simple seaplane rating are thinking of places like Jack Brown Seaplane Base in Florida, where you're flying a J3 on floats.
Yeah, and we've got some other exciting opportunities right now. We've got Flying Fish, who's here at the show with us, and they're actually, not only will they help you earn your rating, but you can also rent their airplanes after you do the rating, and that's something that's very unusual and unique. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a lot of seaplane rental opportunities in the past, and Flying Fish is going to create a nationwide network of rental opportunities, and that's probably the number one question we've get in the booth is, why would I get a seaplane rating? I can't use it. I can't rent seaplanes. So we're working on that as well, and we've got a great partner in Flying Fish on that.
Excellent. Well, you get the rating just because it's fun, right?
It is. It's the most fun you'll ever have. Absolutely guaranteed. You know, there's no written test, which is great. You're going to improve your stick and rudder skills, and when we look at the average new pilot growing up in a glass cockpit environment, doing their training in a glass cockpit, they're not getting the same level of stick and rudder skills. So we look at glider ratings and aerobatics, which I'm very passionate about, and seaplane ratings as a way of getting those basic airmanship skills and working on that real stick and rudder, seat of the pants flying skills.
Right. And it would also qualify as a flight review.
It does. So, again, no written test. There's an oral test and a practical test, but that makes it very enjoyable. You don't have the pressure of the written test, but it does count as a BFR. And if you're a ratings collector like me, you know, it's a very inexpensive, at under $2,000 rating in most cases, right, and very enjoyable. In a J3 or a C-Ray, you have the canopy open, yep, and it's just a very enjoyable experience.
How many seaplane... I guess seaplane bases or
opportunities.
I'm trying to think of the word. You know, you go to an airport, you go to the FBO. If I have a straight amphib, where do I go get gas?
Well, so marinas, lot of the lower horsepower aircraft can burn marina fuel or mm-hmm. boat fuel, but the amphibs can obviously go to an airport. And then, you know, a lot of us will have tanks in the back of our truck, and we'll carry jerry cans with us everywhere we go. But under 230 horsepower and non-fuel injected, you generally can get an autogas STC, so you can use autogas where you need to there.
Great. And you also have scholarships?
We do, yes. So the Seaplane Pilots Association and our foundation, 501c3 Foundation, we offer a dozen fully paid zero-cost seaplane ratings a year, and we spread those scholarship awards from Alaska to Florida each year, and it's a zero-cost rating. It includes the check ride and everything. The recipient picks the school, and we pick up the tab, and it's designed to really keep the community healthy.
Is there an age range for that?
We really like to see 18 to 25-year-olds. Okay. We want to encourage that, as all nonprofit organizations, EAA included, right, we're kind of heavy on the upper side of the age spectrum. Right. So we're really looking to encourage, like the Young Eagles program, where we get a lot more youth involved. And by the way, I'm very pleased to announce that seaplanes are now covered in the Young Eagles program through our work with EAA. And they hadn't been in the past. We wanted to make sure we were in the insurance program, and we are now. We can take kids for flights for Young Eagles in seaplanes now.
Wow.
So we're real happy about that.
That'd be a great way to take a Young Eagles flight.
Yeah.
And also, your headquarters is in Florida.
Yes, right? We are on the Sun and Fun grounds currently, but we do have a lease in place to build our first permanent world headquarters. We've had to take a little bit of a backseat this year due to all the advocacy we're doing, especially with the invasive species. Real big focus on safety. But I can't get that headquarters built fast enough, and we hope it'll be a gathering point for the community. We'll kind of emulate a small part of AirVenture in Winter Haven when we get that done.
That sounds great. And you've had a busy week here as well down at the Seaplane Base. Anything outstanding that surprised you in the airplanes there?
Well, you know, standing up here in the commentator stand and watching the CL-215 do its water drops was a great thing for us. You know, we've had some good weather. It started out kind of shaky with the storms early in the event. But since then, we've had great weather, great seaplane flying weather. And again, Whip Air, big display. We had a big press announcement with Whip Air. They're actually going to provide a lifetime membership to SPA for every new set of floats they sell for the next 18 months. So that was pretty big news. Aero said here in Forest, we had our corn roast to sell out as always. And we just love coming here. We love this event. And we just look forward to it year after year. Airplane noise.
That's one of yours.
As we have an airplane, seaplane takeoff. Wow, apropos.
You didn't plan that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I pay them for that.
With the Seaplane Base, if folks have not been there, describe what that's like.
Oh, the Seaplane Base is wonderful. So when you know, it's a completely different feel. This has a magic of its own, the energy and all the activity going here. But for people that haven't seen the Seaplane Base, you can catch a bus over across from Hangar C there at the bus stop. They'll take you over to the Seaplane Base. It's shaded. Everything moves slower. It's a different atmosphere. It's more of a park atmosphere, less people, but a lot of airplanes. They do boat tours of the harbor and will point out and educate people about all the seaplanes in the harbor. But you also have some flying opportunities over there tonight. They've got the Watermelon Social. So we'll be running to the Watermelon Social, eating dinner over there and maybe having a couple of sparkling beverages and then coming over to enjoy the fireworks show tonight back here on the main field.
Excellent. Do you happen to know how many aircraft are at the seaplane?
There's about 100 airplanes over there. They'll start filtering out, you know, today and tomorrow, but there's probably still about 50 airplanes out there by this time today.
Great. Any last words that you'd like to share with folks about seaplane flying?
Well, you know, it's an incredible activity. It's really changed my life. You know, thankfully, I got involved in EAA in the air show world as young as 10 years old, and I've never looked back, which is why it's such an honor to be up here with you. And the experiences that the people that you meet through flying seaplanes is incredible. As you know, I got married in a Grumman Albatross in flight, which was an amazing experience. But open your horizon, chase your dreams. And those who go the extra mile in their aviation careers or their aviation activities will get all the gold. And so chase every opportunity, whether it's aerobatics or seaplane flying, go out there and do it. And you will be amazed at the rewards you get.
Great. On the field, where are you located?
Hangar C, right where we have a typical spot that I'm trying to get expanded for next year. We're working with EAA on that. You can find us in Hangar C here on the field or over at the seaplane base. We have a pretty big presence over there. We'd love to talk to you. We can give you materials to help you find the right seaplane school and get you started and welcome you to the community.
Okay. So. The other 51 weeks out of the year, where can we find you?
Seaplanes.org. Very simple. Seaplanes, plural, .org. We've got over 650 pages online. We've got an app that people can get. But start out at seaplanes.org, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Steve McCaughey is the Executive Director of the Seaplane Pilots Association. And with that, we come to a close from the stand for AirVenture 2019. It has been a privilege to stand up and talk with some a wide variety of wonderful guests throughout the week, and just can't thank EAA enough for this opportunity. And we'll hopefully, if everything goes well, we'll be back here next year and we'll do it all again. So until then, have a safe year, and we'll talk to you in 51 weeks from the stand. I'm Steve Bosa, and this is EAA Radio.